The galaxy is a dumpster fire. That's not the way the Senate and House of Reason want you to hear it. They want me or one of my brothers to remove my helmet and stand in front of a holocam, all smiles. They want you to see me without my N4 rifle. I'm never without my N4. Holding a unit of water while a bunch of raggedy kids from Morobe or Grevulo, you can pick whatever ass-backward planet garners the most sympathy this week, dance around me smiling right back. They want me to give a thumbs up and say, at the edge of the galaxy, the Republic is making a difference. But the galaxy is a dumpster fire. A hot, stinking dumpster fire. And most days I don't know if the Legionnaires are putting out the flames or fanning them into an inferno. I won't Clint you. I stopped caring about anything but the men by my side, the men of Victory Company, a long time ago. And if you don't know how liberating it feels to no longer give a damn, I highly recommend you find out. 4 years ago, when my Legion crest was so new the ink hadn't dried all the way, I would have cared. I would have sat in the combat sled and chewed the inside of my mouth until it bled. I see LS-95, so new he hasn't proven himself worth a nickname, doing it right now. He's sitting on the jump seat across from me, perspiration glistening under the red light as the sled speeds towards some village on the dark side of who cares. I lean across the divide that separates us and punch his slate-gray armor square on the shoulder. Hey, KTF. He nods hesitantly. It's obvious the kid's embarrassed that his nerves are showing. He puts on his helmet. The bucket hides his emotions from his comrades. KTF, why do you Legies always say that? The question comes from the sled's turret gunner. Regular Republic Army. Black and tan fatigues, and a one-size-fits-all woven synth steel helmet, polarized goggles pulled up on the top. And we call these types basics. We made his Repub Army butt take seat 6 the moment we entered the sled. 20s, LS-81 to Liege Command, took over on the twins. Combat sleds are quick and agile, and that doesn't allow for heavy firepower. Their only defense is a twin medium-heavy blaster turret manned just aft of the cockpit, capable of a 360-degree field of fire. If a gunner is skinny enough, the twins can be pulled back to shoot straight into the air, too. All we see of 20s are his legs, slowly rotating as he moves the turret in deliberate, sweeping patterns. He's looking to open up on any native even thinking of springing an ambush. This may surprise you, but we rolled out of Camp Forge without the heavy armor of our MBTs. Legionnaires aren't supposed to need that kind of support on a joint force, JF, low-contact, diplomatic mission. Legionnaires are too good at what they do. Save the MBTs for the brass at CF. Ooh-ah. Truth is, there is no safe op. A well-executed ambush always has a chance to cause some damage, even if we spot them early. Unless we KTF. Unlike the Repub Army gunner, 20s won't lock up, won't miss. Maybe that's not fair to the basic sitting in seat 6. He looks like he just transported from Academy yesterday, but maybe he's a dead shot. He ain't a Legionnaire, though, and for us that's 3 strikes in itself. He's looking at me with those wide and innocent eyes. Eyes that haven't seen war except through a holoscreen or an FPS arcade sim. He's sincere in his question, so I answer him. You survive our trip to Market Basic, I'll let you know. The sled fills with laughter, some of it clean and organic, guys with their buckets off. Just like a regular night at the barracks. Other laughs are filtered through the microcom speaker of the Legionnaires already wearing their buckets. Those guys sound like a bunch of bots laughing at a joke about fluid changes. Exo, LS-67, acts like he's got the chills, rubbing his arms. Helmetless, he makes his teeth chatter and pulls up his synthprene undersuit as high as it will go on his neck. That's ice cold, Sarge. Straight Parmenthian. I shrug. A buzz emits from the onboard comm speakers. Each sled has 2 drivers with room for a field commander in the front section. The tail end fits 6 men and the turret gunner. Right now, all eyes are fixed on the relay screen built into the wall separating us from the drivers. The red cabin lights dim to near non-existence as a gray-haired Legionnaire flickers on screen from the cockpit. He's cradling his helmet in one arm, gently rubbing an old scar on his neck as though he'd just stepped out of a tightened noose. LS-13, rank major, the CO of Victory Company. To us, he's Pappy. His holo-transmission is going to the back of each combat sled in real time. Victory Company, this is Pappy. Listen up. The Major's voice is always strained and hoarse, not from yelling. He brushes a hand across the scar, still pink and angry from a CQ scrap in some dusty shack 2 decades ago. Word is, it still hurts, too. Enough that he cuts away the regular synthbrine suit so it doesn't touch his neck. The Major probably should have died back then, but Pappy don't die. We're still speeding through the plains and are about 3 clicks to the hills. Muna Village is what passes for a major town on Kublar. According to Republic Intelligence, the village elders are supportive of Kublar's newly appointed Republican senator. Kublar. That's where we are. I'd almost forgotten. The past 8 months have been nothing but a series of rotations between a planet in Galaxy's Edge and Chiasm, the capital-class destroyer we're jumping all across the Edge in. Jump-in system, drop shuttles to clean up whatever mess the locals have made for themselves and the Republic, jump out, repeat. Pappy's horse briefing continues.
Republican intel says that the Mid-Core rebels are working hard to establish relations with the Kublarans, trying to find an ally. No signs of MCR supplying the Kubs with arms, but expect at a minimum small arms fire and maybe some old tech heavy battery emplacements. But I do mean old tech, Savage Wars era. The Central Command decided that speed and overwhelming blaster power would carry the day if the Kubs get stupid, and Pappy agrees. Rep Int says to expect an open-arms greeting, but we know better, don't we, boys? Be ready. And if things go south, KTF. Pappy out.